LairCast, Episode 7, Visit My Country Place.
Hello everybody and welcome to this edition of LairCast. I'm Brian Hartgen and today we're going to talk about a new update to our product called Leesy. Leesy, which works only with the JAWS for Windows screen reader, is a program which will help you irrespective of your computing ability. For new computer users, it helps by giving easier access to commonplace tasks that people who are more accomplished would take for granted in respect of their computer. I'm talking about email management, word processing, and working with the internet, for example. And for those who are more advanced, there are many productivity tools and enhancements to applications which JAWS does not have by default. One of the many features that we did introduce last year was an extensive games module. In addition to providing what we might call traditional computer games, we've developed a range of high-quality games which are easy to play in terms of keyboard navigation, challenging in terms of the content. Of course, they must be fun to play, and they deliver a rich array of orchestral music and sound ambiences. Now, to tell us about a new game being released to Leesy users, which is called My Country Place, I have Lulu with me. Lulu, welcome to LairCast again.
Thank you.
Now, the games project has been keeping you extremely busy, particularly over the last 10 to 11 months or so. How did it come about and why is it taking up so much of your time?
I felt, and I wasn't alone in feeling, that there is a big hole in the market. The iPhone audio game market is huge, as we all know. And the PC audio game market, there are some extremely talented players out there. But what I was tending to think, and this is no criticism, but it is a truism, is that audio game developers develop what they like to play and what they think will work and what they want to do. And audio game developers grew up maybe playing video games, playing PlayStation and Nintendo maybe and Wii and things like that. And so they want audio games to be like that. And then if somebody less experienced or who maybe doesn't like to fight, who is a wimp like me, comes along and tries to play them, they end up getting completely stressed out and they're not relaxing to play. They may be very challenging and they may be just too difficult. So you end up feeling that it's just not worth it. If you don't want to do that, then what you end up with is cards. You end up with crosswords, anagrams, board games. And this is very much the same on the iPhone market, but there isn't much I can do about that from where I'm standing. But I did feel that there was something I could do about the Windows platform because we have this great product and we could build into it a games module. And if I could find some designers to work with, and I had a couple in my eye, I could design the games with some help maybe and they could code them for me. We gave it a try with Treasure Troll and then Truffle Troll. They worked and people really liked them. Then we took a very deep breath and we expanded. And the result is My Country Place.
Yeah, there is a certain amount of buzz about the games on Twitter, isn't there?
There really is. Because what we're doing is we're doing what people just don't do. We've taken a leap of faith. There are people that want to play games just to relax, just to de-stress and have time to hang out for a little while.
So the aims of your games are that they must be easy to play from a keyboarding standpoint and that they must spell quality, if I can use that expression.
Absolutely. From the moment you open up a Leesy game, it has to say quality. The sounds, the music, the way it works, it needs to be quality all the way. And that's why I'm so glad that I've found three great programmers to work with who really know what they're doing, putting my designs into practice and putting in their own ideas and saying, hey, how about we do this? And this might work, and no, that isn't going to work, scrap it, and giving me input, helping to make this dream come alive.
I said a moment ago that My Country Place is a farm simulation game, and we will talk about exactly what that means, but it does sound fairly ambitious, and the kind of game that isn't available elsewhere. So what led you to develop this particular concept?
It's something that I've always dreamed about. I started to want it myself when I heard about Farmville on Facebook. Everybody was getting in a big buzz about it. All my sighted friends were saying, oh, have you played Farmville? It's just so great.
Well, what is that?
It is a farm simulation game. You can pick your farm, you can pick what you can grow, you can choose your animals. I don't know for sure exactly how it works because obviously I can't play it. But I just thought, wouldn't it be great to have a farm that you can lay out any way you want? You can have animals, you can have crops, you could even have a house that you could furnish with the money you make from selling your crops. And of course, you've got to look after everything properly or everything will die. So then we went and put out a poll. When the first two Lisi games came out, we put out the buzz and said, hey, we're looking to develop something really good next, not just the fairly simple little arcade games that we've done heretofore. So if you could have anything game-wise, not a fighting game, not something that you'd get elsewhere, what would you have? And there were two top answers. The one that people most wanted by a long way was a farm sim game.
Okay, so it's good that we're not just developing, excuse me for saying, games for Lulu Hartgen.
Absolutely.
We actually are canvassing the responses from the Lisi users to say, what would you like?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if we were developing games for Lulu Hartgen, it would be pointless because how would we know that anyone was going to like them?
Now, in order to bring the game to fruition, it must have been important, as you intimated earlier, to find the right developer to do not only the programming, but you'd also need a person who clearly understood, in this case, about design, spatial environment, and also various soundscapes and music.
Yes, absolutely. I've been working with Philip Benefall from EliasSoftware.com for the arcade games, and I knew that he was absolutely right for that. But I knew that I was going to need somebody different for the farm sim, because first of all, I knew it was going to be an enormous project and take a very long time. Philip has a huge and thriving software company, which deals mostly with the Elias music engine, and he does not have 8 months of his time to give me. So I said, who would you recommend? And he said, go look at Aaron Baker's work from VGStorm.com. Go play Paladin of the Sky, and then you will know why I think he is the best that you could have. What I liked about it was that Aaron can make a map. It's not side-scroller. It's not a two-dimensional grid. It's not a three-dimensional maze like you used to get with the old Shades of Doom-type games. It is an environment that you can walk about and explore. It has walls. It has doors. It's a whole world in front of your ears that you can walk around and explore. As we shall see later, it's the most amazing thing that he does. I don't know how he does it. And I knew that if I could get him interested, and also, you know, obviously it's work, it's paid work, if he wanted it, he was the one that I would like to get to do this for us.
So you can walk around the farm, you can hear the ambience in different areas and work with the crops and animals, that sort of thing?
You can indeed. You can walk around your fields, you can walk around the main area of the farm to get from one place to another, you can walk around the chicken field, which is one of the mini games, you can walk around the house, which is my favourite. I love my farmhouse.
Oh, we will talk about
that. It is my favourite part of the whole game. I adore exploring and hanging out in my house. It's just wicked.
It's great. I can testify to that. I really can. Talk us through the backstory then. How does a person actually get this farm? Do they inherit it or do they have to buy it?
Ah, well, there's rather a nice little cut scene that you hear when you begin the game that explains the backstory to the whole setup. Basically, what's happened is this person has been living living in the city all their life, but they absolutely hate the city. They have a dream of a place in the country, plots of land, a nice house, just being able to work on the land. And then one day they get home from work and they find a letter. Basically, they've had some kind of windfall or other. It's left vague what it is. And they're able to buy this house, this sprawly, rambling, ranch-style house all on one level. And they've got this land and they've even got some money left over. They've got $100,000 left over. And the place is all there. You start with a completely clean slate, 20 empty fields, an empty house, and you can do with them whatever you like.
Believe me, they are empty, but there is plenty you can do. And I do want to talk to you in a minute about some of the features of the game. But obviously, the whole point of it is that you work through a farm year, a 12-month calendar.
Yes.
And it is important, perhaps, to emphasise that the game player does need to give us a little bit of latitude.
Yes, we've tried to make the farm experience as real as we can. But obviously some things, if you're expecting absolute and utter realism, you're going to be disappointed. We do know that crops are sown at different times of the year, not just in the autumn. Harvesting things doesn't all happen at one time, and pruning doesn't all happen at one time, and fertilising doesn't all happen at one time. But for ease of play and for ease of design, we've had to make it like that so that it doesn't get too frantic. It's frantic enough, believe me. There's plenty of things that you have to do to look after your crops, but just so that the game is made just a little bit more tidy, shall we say.
A little more structured.
A little bit more structured, that's the word I was looking for. We've had to sort of take a few liberties.
I can understand that. So in the My Country Place Farm, tell us about some of the things that you'd be expected to do during the course of a year. Just a few of them.
Well, you need to first decide whether you want to keep your field with the same crop as you had the year before, and make sure that anything that's died through one reason or another has been planted or replanted. You need to think about your crops being fertilised after the winter, whether they need to be sprayed or pruned or watered, or whether they need to be thinned out. If you have animals, they need to be taken care of, made sure that they're fed over the winter and brought out to graze at the right time. And of course, if you have sheep and goats, they need to be taken care of carefully, because if you don't dip them, you lose a lot of money because of not being able to get their wool. So, you know, there's lots of things going on.
One of the things I really like about this is that you could play it for days, and I'm not exaggerating, because there's a lot of buying and selling involved as well. You have to carefully manage your finances as well as the farm itself.
Yes, you do. There's always something new to do and something new to see. You're saving up for things, because the other thing, of course, is that you start off doing everything by hand. But as you get richer, you can upgrade your farm. There are some very interesting things which you can buy to make the yield of your crops better. You can buy machinery for the farm. You might decide that when you're rich enough, you can build buildings, which, if you have them, it will up your profits considerably. When we get into the gameplay a little bit later, you will see, because we'll be looking at my farm, and you'll be able to see some of the things that I've got.
We won't look at my poor little farm.
You've got nearly the same as I've got. Come on with you. But yes, there are all kinds of lovely things you can do to your farm to make yourself richer. And it means saving and planning and thinking ahead, deciding what you want to do that year if you make enough profit, and all kinds of cool things that you can do.
It does pay dividends to get these things.
Oh, very much so.
Which leads me nicely onto the lovely farmhouse that you talked about earlier on. There's a variety of not just furniture, but luxury items that you can buy for your house. And the good thing is that you can actually walk around the house and you can get to know the position of each item and also, in some cases, what it sounds like.
In a lot of cases, I mean, the furniture obviously doesn't have a sound because furniture is furniture, so it just has a bleep. But the reason that you can find it is because each and every item has its unique descriptive text attached to it. So that everything you buy, if you care to know what it's like, that you just spent all that money on this thing that you've just bought for the house, you can actually find it, locate it by its bleep or by its sound. You can walk up to it, press enter on it, and a text that you hear will tell you what it's like. If I've been working all year and I want to relax during the winter, some of the rooms I just find enormous fun to just go and hang out in, listen to the sounds, listen to the background music, and just stay still for a little while and think, I've made this, I've built this, I've done this, and I just want to sit here and be here for a little while before I have to start work again. It's just a cool thing. I have enormous fun with the house.
You can certainly do that, and it is lovely to do it, but if you don't want to, if you want to be busy, you can do that as well with the mini games.
Yes, there are several mini games. One of them is the chicken field, and that will keep you busy and making money all year round. Whenever you have a spare moment, you can go into the chicken field and play with the chickens, collect their eggs. Every egg will make you money. The eggs, let me tell you, are not so easy to collect, as you'll see later on. And then, well, I think we'll keep the other games as a surprise. You'll see later on.
Good idea. Just a couple of more things before we get into the demo of the game itself. First of all, sounds and music. We've talked a lot about this. Obviously, you've taken a lot of care, a lot of pride over the construction of these.
Yes, really no expense has been spared. We have three Elias themes, one of which was originally commissioned.
All right, so these are special themes.
Orchestral themes composed for use with the Elias software music engine. I'm really, really pleased to be using them. You have one for in the farm environment, you have one for in the house, and you have one for use during the special sort of mini games that you will see later on. And I absolutely love using the music of EliasSoftware.com. It's just the best there is.
And what about the sounds?
I have tried my very hardest, and Aaron has tried his very hardest, to make sure that we have the absolutely best sounds we can find for on the farm and for in the house. We have everything from a manual grape press to a juicing machine, really fantastic farm, barn ambiences, building ambiences. Everything we can get hold of, really.
Wonderful. So the last thing then, and this is just as important as everything that we've been talking about, because when you start to play My Country Place, and when you start listening to the demo, we're going to talk quite a bit about this, is orientation, knowing where you are on the farm itself, because it's crucially important, because you could easily get lost.
Yes.
So what tips would you pass on to people who are just starting to play in order that they don't fall foul of that?
Listen, when you first start your own farm, you're on the main thoroughfare, listen to the sound it makes. You'll hear the birds, you'll hear the doves cooing. That sound is the main thoroughfare. And if you don't hear that, you know that you've strayed. Go over to the hedge and listen to the rustling it makes. And you know that that is sort of your wall, and that's where you've got to navigate by, and you'll hear the openings in the wall that lead into the fields. The creaky, buzzy noise behind you and to the right before you've moved is the door of the house. All I can say is listen, practice. Practice makes perfect. And don't be afraid. If you have to start again, maybe, orientate yourself around for a year and then start over with a new farm. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be relaxing and unstressful. There isn't anything that's going to go wrong and it's not your fault. The animals are not going to die unless you don't take care of them. The farm isn't going to burn down. Something isn't going to happen that's outside your control, okay? So this is fun. This is relaxation. So have fun and enjoy it. That's all I can say. That's the best advice I can give you.
Absolutely. And although we always say it, try and read the documentation.
Always. There's a whole list of crops there. Think what you're going to do before you start. Read the documentation through thoroughly. And again, just have fun and enjoy it.
Well, we're going to do exactly that right now, because first of all, we're going to show you creating a new farm. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, then. So let me help by getting us into the game, and then we'll hand over to the expert. From the Leesy Games menu, I'm going to press enter on my country place.
VGStorm.com, Elias Software and Leesy Games present My Country Place.
Welcome to My Country Place. Please select an option by using your up and down arrow keys. New Farm.
There are four items on this menu. New Farm, of course, allows you to create a brand new farm, which we'll do in just a moment.
Load Farm.
Load Farm is the option you choose when you've been working on a farm and you wish to continue playing.
Configure your text-to-speech settings.
Configure your text-to-speech settings is an interesting one, because when you press enter on this item, it does allow you to make quite a bit of adjustment to the text-to-speech that you're hearing now. So not only can you adjust characteristics such as the rate, the speed at which the speech is being delivered, but also you can change the different voices. So any text-to-speech voices that happen to be on your computer, you can select one specifically for this game.
Exit.
And the final item is exit.
New Farm.
And pressing down arrow once more wraps back to the beginning, as all the menus do. I'm going to press enter on New Farm.
Before we get started, please name your farm.
What shall I call it? Okay, let's just call it
Capital L U L U S space Capital A R M.
So that's Lulu's farm.
Lulu's farm, as I hadn't thought of anything more romantic. So I'll just press enter. Now, you can hear the music. And you can hear the door of the house. It's to your right and behind you. That music is actually quite loud, so I'm going to turn it down by pressing my page down key. Okay, I'm going to just move to my left by tapping my left arrow. There's the hedge. Just step to the right a little bit and press my up arrow twice, and there's an opening. Tap my left arrow to step into it.
Field.
Now, can you hear how the ambience has changed? Can you hear the difference?
And it said field as
well. It said field, but if you were to ever get lost because you were rushing, you only need to stop and listen to that high, quiet kind of sound. Now we're going to tap the right arrow to come out of there.
Farm.
There's the house door. There are the very twittery birds. And the farm noises. I've just bumped into the hedge. So I'm just going to step to the right, so it's on my left. And there's another opening.
Right,
I just tapped my up arrow two times, and there's another opening. So we're going to go left.
Field.
There's another field. Now, I'm going to walk
farm
back to the farm by tapping right arrow, and I'm going to right arrow across, straight across.
Large field.
On your right is a large field. Some crops require a small field, a normal field, that's just called field. Some of the more high-yield and expensive crops, like the fruit trees, for example, you need to have them in a large field.
So, in summary then, I think I'm right in saying that we have all large fields on
the
right-hand
side and all small fields on the left-hand side. And if you were to go straight up the middle, you'd come to the chicken field.
Farm.
So we're back in the farm again. And it's time to plant some crops. So I'm going to press F1 to bring up the management menu.
What do you want to do? Plant crops.
And plant crops is the top option, so I'm going to press enter.
Select the type of crop you wish to plant. Apples, $1,500 to plant. Requires large field.
Apples, we want apples, so I'm going to press enter.
Choose the large field you want to plant the crop on. First field on the right.
That is actually where I want to put the apples, so I'm going to press enter again.
successfully planted the crop. Select the type of crop you wish to plant.
I'm going to press escape.
1,005. What do you want to do?
And escape plant again. Crop. Get back into the farm. Now I know I'm there because I can hear the door. So if I come down here, go towards the house door. You hear it creaking nice and loudly. I'm going to come to the right and a little bit up.
Apple orchard.
There's my apple orchard. See? Right. I'm going to go and put all the rest of the crops I want in now. So I'm just going to pause you while I get it done. I've planted all my crops now. Just for the sake of argument, I've put my fields all down to arable because I think for the first year or so, while I build my money up, I don't want to have any animals. So I'm going to just have crops for now.
So if you did want any animals, you would have to build a barn for them first?
Yes, I would definitely have to build a barn and buy some fodder for them for over the winter. You can only buy animals in the autumn, so you have to have fodder for them over the winter. So I want to actually grow some fodder for them in my first year, otherwise I'll have to buy fodder for them, and fodder is not cheap, let me tell you.
that makes sense to me. Can we explore all?
You received a text message.
There's a text message. Let me see what it
says. So you've got a mobile phone?
I have indeed. So I'm going to press F5.
Viewing SMS messages. Unread SMS message. Sent on December the 1st, 2016.
Let me open it. I'm just going to press enter.
Your house running bill of $3,000 has arrived and been paid. Message deleted.
Let me delete it and I'm going to press escape. While you read SMS messages in that way, time is paused. Now, if you want to read your most recent SMS message, you can press F6, but time isn't paused when you do that, so you can take your pick.
But there are uses for both of those strategies.
Definitely. Now, if you want to explore, we better get a move on, because otherwise time will be ticking.
Fine.
I'm out of my apple orchard. So, I'm just
going... Field of sugar beets.
This way. So here are my sugar beet, in the first field on the left.
Fine.
You can hold down the arrows and glide rather than tapping to walk, which I find a little bit quicker.
Barley field.
In my second field on the left is my barley. I've just gone one step into it.
Farm.
On the farm again. And here's my third field.
Field of black-eyed peas. Farm. Clover field.
My clover.
Farm. Cornfield.
There's corn.
Farm.
I just take literally one step into the field.
Mixed vegetable market garden.
There's mixed vegetables.
Farm. Field of oats.
There's my oats.
Farm. Potato field.
And potatoes.
Farm. Wheat field.
And there's wheat.
Farm. Grazing pasture.
And there's a grazing pasture. I was actually meant to put a barn where the sugar beets are, but I got a bit confused because I was rushing to get them all sown before it was too late.
Fine.
So, mea culpa. Which basically means my bad. Right, now going across the thoroughfare, which is quite wide. About 10
fresh
steps.
Fresh flowers greenhouse.
On the right-hand side, we have a fresh flowers greenhouse.
Farm.
And on the ninth field on the right.
Vineyard.
We have a vineyard. Vineyards are good things to have, let me give you a tip.
Farm. Watermelon field.
Watermelons.
Farm. Field of strawberries. Farm.
I'm just stepping one step in, one step out, and then gliding down right by the hedge.
Pomegranate grove.
There we go.
Farm. Peach orchard. Farm. Orange grove. Farm. Lemon grove. Farm. Cherry orchard. Farm. Apple orchard. Farm.
And we're back to the apple orchard.
And then I'm standing right in front of the front door. And if I were to take one step, two steps, three steps.
Main hall.
We're in the main hall of the house.
And the music's changed.
And the music's changed. The radio's softly playing. Now, I don't want to show you this house. I want to show you my house because I'm proud of it. So I'm just going to get out of it.
Farm.
I don't want to take you any further with this farm. I want to take you to my farm, which is basically a farm that I've worked on and loved and built up because I want to show you what you can do with it when you try. So let's take you through a year in my farm.
Welcome to my country place. Please select an option by using your up and down arrow keys. New farm.
Okay, so here we are back in the menu, and this time I'm going to select...
Load farm.
Load farm. Now, when you select load farm, it does something rather cool.
Welcome to Edenvale.
Here we are. And as you can hear, my house is over there on the right. I'm not sure whether we're in quite exactly the right place, because exactly where I was when I came out, it remembered exactly where I was. Now, I tried to be where you usually are, but I don't think I got it quite right. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press Y to check the date.
November 3rd, 2062.
It starts in 2016, so you know how many years I've been playing this thing. You can play indefinitely. It runs for as long as you need it to. And that's another thing. You never get too old to play this. So let me show you some of the things I have got before I get the text message I'm waiting for in a minute.
Barn.
Here's my barn.
Farm.
And next door we have...
Winery.
Trust you to have a winery, but not because you like it, but because it does allow you to get lots and lots of money.
Seriously, it is a lot of money in the game. It took me a long time to get it, but it's worth having because it's the most bringer in of hard cash in the whole game.
Farm.
Next door.
Juicing plant. You received a text message.
I'm going to press F6.
You need to take your animals into the barn for the winter. They won't have food for much longer.
Now, there is a little bit of leeway here, so I'll go get them in a minute when I finish showing off. Oops! I need to go to market because some of my milk is going to go off if I don't. That is what that sound means. So
farm.
Let me just come back out here.
What do you want to do?
I've
plant crops.
Brought up F1, the management menus.
Purchase fodder. Buy house upgrades. Buy farm upgrades. Visit the market.
I'm going to press enter here.
What would you like to sell? Cheese. Quantity 150. Dollar 18 per item.
I'm going to press enter.
Are you sure you want to sell the cheese for $18? Yes.
Yes.
What would you like to sell? Goat's milk. Quantity 150. Dollar 5 per item.
That's okay.
Are you sure you want to sell?
Yes.
You've got nothing to sell here. What do you want to do? Plant crops.
I'm back in the management menus and I'm going to tap escape to get out of them.
So juicing plant.
There's my juicing plant. You can actually hear the juice run.
Fine.
So we'll come out of there. Now next door.
Dairy.
Is the dairy. And the dairy is quite cool because when you have cows and goats first, you only sell their milk. But when you build the dairy, you get butter and cream to sell. But if you buy upgrades, you can sell yogurt or cheese, and they all make you progressively more money. Okay.
Farm.
Let's go get the animals in. So I'm going to go up here, right up the middle. When you know your way around, you don't have to listen to the hedge. Oh, be quiet.
You received a text message.
I know what those text messages are. When you've played this game for any length of time, you know. One of them is telling me my bills are in, and I've just paid £3,000 out of my bank account. And one of them is telling me to get my animals in. I've been told once, and if I don't get them in soon, they'll starve.
Chicken field.
Oops,
farm.
I don't want to play with the chickens yet. So go back just a little. Can you hear the opening on the left?
Grazing pasture.
I'm going to bring up the context menu here with the space bar.
What do you want to do? Animal information.
Let's look at the animal information just for the sake of looking.
You have 5 cows, 5 angora goats, and 5 sheep.
Oh, very nice. So I'm going to bring up the context menu again now.
What do you want to do? Animal information. Bring your animals into the barn.
That's what we want to do.
Your animals have been moved.
So, as the name suggests, pressing the space bar to activate the context menu, it does allow you to interact with specific items.
It allows you to interact with specific items in specific areas. And a good thing to remember as well is if you have nothing to do in some areas, the context menu won't appear, as you will see.
Farm.
I'm back in the farm. If I were to go back into the grazing pasture now...
Grazing pasture.
...and press the space bar... Nothing.
Farm.
There's no animals there, so there's nothing for me to interact with. Here's the house door. I have to go to the market again, excuse me.
What do you want to do? Plant crops. Purchase by visit the market. What would you like to sell? Cheese. You've got nothing to sell here. What do you want to do? Plant crops.
You can actually skip the verbosity by pressing enter. To skip any audio, you can press enter. I'm just going to have a look at the date.
December 24th, 2062.
Okay, we have about a month. If I'm quick, I'd like to show you something.
Main hall.
This is my house. I have several furnished rooms in this house. I would like to show you.
Living room.
This is the living room here. I've walked to the right and gone through the living room door. And I've gone up.
Sunroom.
That said sunroom.
That said sunroom. Can you hear those wind chimes? And those rustly plants?
This beautiful climbing shrub has highly scented rosy red flowers and long green tendrils which twine all the way up to the roof. These delicate silver chimes move in the lightest breeze, giving the room a relaxing sound.
So, you have some descriptions there. Let's see what that bleep says.
This compact and light armchair has deep cushions and a reclining back, perfect for relaxing.
Oh, what's that?
In a softly lighted marble pool, a statue of a mermaid reclines, surrounded by tall white lilies. As you watch, the lilies slowly fill with water, as does the flower the mermaid is holding. The water gently overflows and trickles back into the pool, making a soothing sound.
Just gonna walk to the left a step so I can't hear the bleeping. This is my favorite place to hang in the winter. Isn't it cool?
Living room.
And just go out through the door.
Main hall.
Now, the documentation does describe the layout of the house and where the individual rooms are, because you do have to walk through some rooms to get to others. So it's perhaps quite important to read that. Where are we now?
We're in the bathroom.
Oh, goodness.
Can you hear the jacuzzi? Let's see what it says.
Here is a sunken, circular marble bath with dolphin-shaped faucets plated in 24-karat gold. Press a button and it becomes a relaxing jacuzzi to soothe away the stresses of the day. Here is your heated towel rail with its warm, fluffy, 500-thread count Egyptian cotton towels.
And where's that?
Walk into the sweat room area, pull the curtain, turn on the jets, and six separate high-pressure power shower and massage heads will give you the best shower of your life. What do you want by visit the market?
Let's go to the market again quickly, excuse me a moment.
What would you like to sell? You've got nothing to sell here. What do you want?
There are other things in here, but...
Main hall.
I want to get going because...
January 29th, 2063.
We're nearly at fertilizing time.
Yeah.
Farm.
Oh, look at that.
You received a text message.
Which says...
All of your crops require fertilizing. Cornfield.
This is my cornfield.
Do you want to fertilize your corn now? Cost $200. Yes.
You have yes and no choices.
So that was activated through the context menu.
I brought up the context menu to activate that.
Right.
So I'm going to press enter.
Farm.
And I'm out in my farm again.
Mixed vegetable market garden.
And I'm going to fertilize all my crops now.
Do you want to fertilize your mixed vegetable market garden now? Cost $200. Yes. Farm. Field of oats. Do you want to fertilize your oats now? Cost $200. Yes.
So you've been through and you've fertilized all your crops.
Fertilized all my crops now. And any minute now, I'm going to get three text messages. Oh, look at that.
You received a text message.
A thing to remember is that
you received a text message.
Freezes when you get a text message. It has to freeze.
You received a text message.
So that the game can get the text message in, put it in the list, and you have to stop playing and take notice when the text message comes in, otherwise you might miss it.
Farm.
Let's look what the text messages are.
Viewing SMS messages. Your mixed vegetable market garden needs spraying. Your cherries need spraying. Your lemons need pruning and your grapes need pruning.
Let's delete it.
Message deleted. Unread SMS message. Your house running bill of $3,000 has arrived and been paid. Message deleted. Unread SMS message. You can take your animals out to graze now. Until you do, they will continue to consume your fodder. Message deleted.
You might think to yourself, you deleted that message telling me everything that needs spraying and pruning. Yes, I did. For one very good reason, because I've got a pro tip for you. But first things first, let's go to the barn.
Barn.
Now, we can always check exactly how much fodder is in the barn when the animals are in here, and we can check it from anywhere at any time, just by pressing the F key.
57.75 pounds of fodder.
I stashed lots in here last year, so I knew that they'd have plenty. But in any case, we don't want them in here eating it when they could be eating grass, so let's get them out. So we'll bring up the context menu.
What do you want to do? Place fodder. You currently have 54 pounds of fodder in the barn.
See, they've eaten 3 pounds already.
Animal information.
We've seen animal information before.
Take your animals out to graze. Your animals have been moved.
Right.
Farm.
They've been moved. So that's that. Right. I'm going to go up here to the top, because that's the way I like to work, from the top right down and back up to the top right again.
Vineyard.
You could look at the text, see what wants doing, and do it. I find if I do that, I miss things. So I have this little ditty. If in doubt, walk about. I've missed things more times than I can number because I haven't walked all my fields and checked. I can do it in a month, when I don't talk like this, really quickly. So I'm just going to walk around and see what one's doing.
Vineyard, do you want to prune your grapes now?
Yeah, there we go.
Cop.
It asked me if I wanted to prune my grapes now, and I actually stopped it before it finished. It was telling me the cost was $0. And I pressed enter to say, yes, I did want to prune my grapes, and you heard them being pruned.
But in order to find that out,
watermelon field,
you activated the context menu to do that.
That's right. Always, you go into a field, you press space to activate the context menu to see if anything needs doing. Nothing in the watermelon field.
Farm. Field of strawberries. Do you want to spray your...
I need to get a jerk on.
Farm. Pomegranate grove. What do you want?
Right, it's asking me what I want to do to the pomegranates.
Do you want to prune your pomegranates?
And prune them.
Farm. Peach orchard.
Nothing.
Farm.
Peaches.
Orange grove. Farm. Lemon. What do you want to do to the lemon? Farm.
I'm going to lose something if I'm not
cherry.
Careful.
Do you want to...
It said what you want to do with the lemons and you didn't prune them, I think.
Farm. Lemon grove. Do you want to...
Well spotted.
Well spotted, Brian.
Farm. Cherry orchard. Farm. Apple orchard. Do you want to... Farm.
Right. List the buildings.
Cornfield. Do you want to... Farm. Mixed vegetable. Do you want to spray?
I caught it.
Farm. Field of oats. Farm. Field of sugar. Do you want to spray your...
I've got the sugar beet.
Farm. Wheat field. Farm.
The wheat's okay.
Right. Good. Can you just pause the game for a moment? Because I
of
just
course.
Want to ask you about something.
Press P to pause.
P to pause. That's a great keystroke
it
while
really
you
is,
recover.
That was nippy jippy because I thought I was going to lose my mixed veg then.
I was wondering because what should be coming clear right now is that there is a lot going on. You've got to visit the market. You've got to read your texts. You've got to attend to your crops and animals. So there is no slacking.
To be quite honest, if I wasn't nattering, I could do it.
You could get through it.
With one
yes.
hand tied behind my back at this stage.
Yes. So we've paused it. We can still hear an ambience there, though.
Yes.
If you want to interact with other applications, you
yes.
can still do that.
Yes. Yes.
And you can come back to it as and when you want.
Absolutely. Let me just unpause it. P again.
April 16th, 2063.
We have a little time. Let's go and get some eggs. So we're going to go up here.
Chicken field.
Now you can hear these chickens bouncing about. They won't peck you. definitely do. Whoops, it's lay eggs. But you can only find the eggs when they're fresh. Got one. You get them in the centre of your stereo field and walk over them. But it's a question of finding where they are before they disappear. Oops, like that one.
So you're just using the four arrow keys and nothing else to do this?
Yes. What makes it so difficult is that they're not all... market.
What do you... visit the market. What would you... Are you...
Yes, cheese what would and you goat's milk.
What would now you then. Like to sell? Chicken egg. Quantity 12. $1.15 per item.
That is not too shabby.
Are you... You've got nothing to sell here.
And we're off again.
You received a text message.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's too tempting to miss. There was one right there. And another one. Right.
Fresh flowers greenhouse. Do you want to spray your fresh flowers now?
Let's spray.
Farm. Vineyard. Do you want to spray your grapes now?
There's a cost to spraying things. I haven't let her say it because, to be honest, I haven't had time to let her speak all the sentence. But there is a cost, so I'm just going to see how much I've got in the bank. You can do that from anywhere in the game by pressing C.
$84,595.
Not too shabby. As I say, you start with $100,000. Always bear in mind that you need to have about $40,000 in hand to get through a year. If you let yourself get lower than that, you could be going down to the wire. You are permitted a $20,000 overdraft, but it only runs for 3 months. If you haven't paid it back by then, you are declared bankrupt and the game will end. And that could be really quite sick-making if you've got upgrades that you bought and a house and buildings. You will lose the lot. So always make sure you have about 40 grand in the bank at all times, however much you're tempted to buy that water feature.
Chicken field. You received a text message. You received a text message.
Let's have a look, shall we?
Your mixed vegetable market garden need watering. Your sugar beets need watering. Your apples need watering. Your cherries need watering. Your lemons need watering. Your oranges need watering. Your peaches need watering. Your pomegranates need watering. Your strawberries need watering. Your watermelons need watering. Your grapes need watering. Your grapes need thinning and your fresh flowers need watering.
Well, well. And the other one is my quarterly text to say that my bills are in.
Fresh flowers greenhouse.
Now,
do you want to water your fresh flowers now? Cost $0.
Luckily, watering doesn't cost us anything. That is actually
farm
part of what we pay our $3,000 a quarter for.
Vineyard.
Grapes.
What do you want to do to the grapes?
This
water.
We have to be careful.
$0.
Sometimes when I'm rushing and I don't let her speak, I forget that we have to do two things to these grapes.
Do you want to thin your grapes now? Cost $0.
If these grapes don't get thinned, they will die.
Farm.
And you will lose your best
watermelon
crop.
Field. Do you want...
So I'm just going to run around here and finish watering my crops. That's the last one.
Farm.
Let's see where we are.
June 25th, 2063.
In a minute or two, I'm going to get a text which is going to tell me that my animals need dipping. In the summer, I have to dip the sheep and the Angora goats because if you don't, they will get scab. You will incur a humongous vet bill and you won't be able to shear them for wool, which will be you down about, let's say about $50,000 or so. Not good. So, always have to remember to do it, and fairly soon after you... Whoa!
You received a text message.
No, it rains, but it pours.
What do you want to do? Visit the market. What? Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
What? You've got nothing to sell here. What do you want to do?
Right, let's go dip them.
Chicken field.
Whoops.
Farm.
Gone too far.
Grazing pasture.
See, you can bomb about the farm. It's very simple to navigate once you know how. So this time we're going to bring up the context menu in the grazing pasture.
What do you want to do? Animal information.
We're going to up arrow once.
Manage animals.
And press enter.
Select the task you wish to perform. Dip all applicable animals.
And we're going to press enter again. And that's them dipped.
Farm.
Now, I would, at this stage, be hustling eggs with the chickens in there to make a few more dollars, but I won't, because the summer is a slack time, so I thought that we'd just throw a little more mayhem into the mix. No farm is without its share of crises, and so I thought we'd put a few more mini-games in here in August, just to liven it up a little bit. And there is a choice of three. In one of them, there are birds which are eating some of your fruit, if you have fruit. It could be any one of the fruit crops that we have here. In the second one, gophers are digging holes in your stuff. It could be sugar beet, potatoes, mixed veg, black-eyed peas or peanuts. In the third one, which is the one I really detest and hope I don't get, scarecrows have been knocked down by the wind. They're in grain fields. And you have to go into the windy field and try and find where they are and stand them up again. I always lose. The object of the game is, if you can complete the challenge that you're set, then your field of crops, whichever it is that's threatened, is saved. If you can't complete the challenge, then whatever's threatening your crops gets them and you lose the crop. And if it's something like the birds eating your grapes, then that is a terrible catastrophe. You lose a lot of money. So I'm really hoping it's not the scarecrows. I hate scarecrows because scarecrows threaten grain crops, which are fodder crops for your animals. You need to have at least three fodder crops for any animals that you might have. And I don't like the scarecrows getting my fodder. It's not good. And here we go.
You received a text message. The gluttonous birds are after your strawberries. You need to go scare them off.
Where are we?
Fresh flowers, greenhouse, farm.
So you're going to the strawberry field now.
Going down to the strawberry field.
To keep the birds from eating your crop, fire blanks to scare the birds away. Wait until the birds are in the center of your speakers and press the space key to fire a blank.
I goofed.
You failed. Your strawberries have died. Large field.
And now it's saying large field because you don't have anything.
I don't have any strawberries. Do you know, I used to be able to get these birds so easily. But the last two times I've done this, I've lost crops to these.
Yes.
Dag nabbit birds.
I found the same, actually.
And Brian can't do them, can you?
Not always. I have obviously done them sometimes, because otherwise I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in. I've got a good farm. But they are difficult.
It sounds easy, but it really isn't. You've got to be darn quick. You misjudge it by one smidgen of a second, and they'll have you.
Fine.
Right, well, I'm going to go off and sulk now and terrorise the chickens until it's harvest time.
Chicken field.
Oh.
You received a text message. You received a text message. Farm.
And it's harvest time.
Fresh flowers, greenhouse.
When you first start harvesting, you harvest everything by hand. And the sound you hear is what you're going to hear when I harvest my fresh flowers.
Do you want to harvest your fresh flowers now? Cost $0. Do you want to replant this field with fresh flowers for $3,000? Yes. Successfully planted the crop. Farm.
Okay.
Vineyard.
These are my grapes.
Do you want to harvest your grapes now? Cost $0. Do you want to replant?
Yes, yes. Every field, I'm going to be asked if I want to replant the crop and given the cost. And I'm just going to press enter twice quickly so that I won't get held up by the messages.
Farm. Watermelon field. Do you want to harvest your watermelons now? Do you want to replant? Farm.
So.
Large field.
All the fruit juice is going to sound like that, so I'm just going to go ahead and quickly harvest.
Farm.
Except I can't harvest that because that's my strawberry.
Pomegranate grove. Do you want... Farm.
So now we're going to go past the house, up here past the buildings.
Cornfield.
And this is where the combine comes into play.
Do you want to harvest your corn now? Do you want to replant this?
Combine is seriously worth saving up for because it really ups the fodder.
Fine. Mixed vegetable market garden. Do you want to harvest your mixed... Do you want to farm? Field of oats. Do you want... Do you want to farm? Field of sugar beets. Do you want to harvest your sugar beet? Do you want to replant this field with sugar? Successfully planted the crop. What do you want? Visit the market. What are you... What would you like to sell? Fresh flowers, $6,020. Are you...
That is a good price.
What would you like to sell? Wine,
$44,800. No, what? Not enough wine, so I'm going to opt out and sell the whole lot off later.
Farm.
So it does pay to wait?
Sometimes. I will show you about that when I've got the rest of this little lot in.
That's you a received text. A text message.
That was a text message telling me that I need to get on and sow crops if I want to get them sown. So I'm just going to sow strawberries because the bird's got mine. So I'm going to bring up the management menu with F1.
What do you want to do? Plant crops. Select the type of crop you wish to plant. Apples. $1,500 to plant.
So I'm gonna
requires
up arrow.
Large field. Watermelon. Sunflower. Strawberries. $1,500. Choose the large field you want to plant the crop on. Seventh field on the right.
And it's telling me that that's a spare field I can put them on.
Successfully planted the crop.
So
select the type of crop you wish to plant. What do you want to do?
I'm going to tap escape twice to get back to the farm there.
Farm. Field of sugar beets.
I've harvested my sugar beets. It's always worth checking.
Wheat field.
And here's my wheat.
Do you want... Do you want to replant this field with wheat for 1,000?
Yes.
Successfully planted the crop.
That.
Farm.
Now, don't forget the grazing pasture.
Grazing pasture. What do you want to do? Manage animals.
I have up arrow to manage animals. Press enter.
Select the task you wish to perform. Shear all applicable animals.
So there's the shearing. Now, harvest is in, but we have something to do before we sell. So let's go down to the barn.
Barn.
We need to get enough fodder to see our animals over the winter in before we sell anything at all. Otherwise, we'll be left with egg on our faces.
What do you want? Approached by visit the market. What would you like to sell? Fine wool, fine wheat, fine water, pomegranate, peach, orange, lemon, cherry, apple, fine, mixed, fine, sugar, beet, cheese. Quantity 140.
I'm being told that something's going off, so I need to sell my stuff.
Watermelon juice. $3,719. Are you sure you want to sell the watermelon juice for $3,719? Yes. What would you like to sell? Pomegranate juice. $4,240. Are you... What would you like to sell? Peach juice. $3,830. Are you... What would you like to sell? Orange juice. $4,591. Are you... What would you like to sell? Fine wool. Quantity 10. $34.24 per item.
Now, something pretty disastrous happened to me, and I'll explain it to you once I put this fodder in the barn. So I will just press spacebar here.
What do you want to do? Place fodder. You currently have 54 pounds of fodder in the barn.
And press enter.
Select the fodder you wish to place. Sugar beets. 30 pounds of fodder.
There we go.
Success. You now have a total of 84 pounds of fodder in the barn.
Okay. That is enough. 84 pounds is ample. So I'm going to be able to sell my wheat. So let's go to the market again.
What do you want to do? Plant purchased by farm. Visit the market. What would you like to sell? Fine wheat. $3,174. Are you sure you want to sell the fine wheat for $3,100? You've got nothing to sell here.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Farm.
I was talking to you for too long. It made me take too long with the harvest. If you wait too long to sell things, especially wine, it goes bad.
Is that because each day goes by so quickly?
Yes, each day takes 6 seconds. A year takes 36 minutes.
Right.
That really is ample time, but it doesn't give you time to hang about and chat. I will pause this game.
Game paused.
It really doesn't give you ample, and I've lost about $50,000 of my income. I am not a happy camper.
So we've been through a whole year,
Let me see how much profit I've made.
$158,095.
I've made about $50,000 this year, about half what I normally make.
Right. What this has hopefully achieved, this podcast, is to give you an overview of what can be happening. I have done some judicious editing. You obviously went through some things fairly fast. We don't want to tell you and show you everything that it can do. That's for you to find out.
You have got to think. You have got to be quick on your feet. I've had things happen to me today which have never happened to me. You were asking me about, is it worth looking out for a good price? As you sell things in the market, you come to know what they're worth in the open market. Prices vary from day to day. So it's worth waiting sometimes if you know that such crop sells for $3,000 or a bit more and you're only getting $2,800 or $2,500, say. It might be worth waiting a couple of days, but you can't leave it too long. Or it's just not there. And you think, what's happened to it? My wine was just gone. I'm like, where is it? Let me show you as a last thing. One of the perks of the year, because I do have enough money to do this. I'm going into the management menus again.
What do you want to do? Purchase fodder. Buy house upgrades.
Here we go.
Please select the area for which you wish to purchase upgrades. Kitchen. Dining room.
Here we go. I'm in the dining room.
Select the decoration to buy. Circular glass dining table and 8 chairs. $200,000. Already purchased. Heated trolley. $150,000. Oval side table. $100,000. China cabinet. $75,000. The China cabinet has been purchased successfully. What do you want to do?
There we go. I've bought something else for my house. Let's go down here.
Main hall.
I need a little R&R. I really do.
Living room. Sunroom.
Here we are. And I need to be here after a very stressful year for some peace and quiet.
Well, I really think Lulu deserves to be left to relax in the sunroom, don't you, before another farming year begins? So let's just come out of there while she does that. And it's a good opportunity for me to tell you that My Country Place is available exclusively to users of Leesy. We do have another game as well, which we're releasing at the same time. This is called Matchmaker. It's a highly customizable tile matching game. There are many of these available for people who have vision in the mainstream game playing sector, but this one, of course, is completely accessible. We will produce a short podcast demonstrating Matchmaker as well, but we don't want My Country Place to completely overshadow all the good work which has gone into the creation of Matchmaker, which is why I'm mentioning it here. And, of course, we'd like to thank Damien Pendleton of GigaJoy Creations for his help with the creation of that game, which, believe me, is great fun to play. In terms of Leesy users getting their hands on these games, the best thing to do is to visit our website at hartgen.org. In the latest news section on every page, you will see a link about the update, and that will take you to a page describing how to get it. Please be sure to check that out, because there is a little routine that you need to follow. But if you have any questions at all, just send an email to jaws@hartgen.org and we'd be delighted to help. Our Leesy support email list, and you will have been provided with details of that, is also a great starting point. We'd absolutely love to know what you think of the games and to hear about how your farms are getting on. Do you have the winery yet? Have you gone bankrupt? What furniture and other items do you have in your house? We'd absolutely love to know. Maybe tell us on Twitter if you would like. And if you do, how about using the hashtag LGames? That's all in lowercase, LGames, and we can all follow it and have a great conversation. Finally, we will be producing a new Lisi update for those who do not wish to play games necessarily, hopefully in March, around the time of the CSUN conference, which is taking place in San Diego, California, where we will be delivering a presentation all about Lisi. If you'd like to come along to that, we can provide you with details if you're attending the CSUN conference, and do watch out for the update as well. From ourselves at Hartgen Consultancy, thank you for listening to this podcast, and above all, enjoy playing Matchmaker and My Country Place. Have a great day!
You've been listening to Laircast, presented by Brian and Lulu Hartgen. Theme music was composed by Andre Louis, www.andrelouis.com. To find out more about us and our products, please visit www.hartgen.org.